integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Well, one of the things that kind of gets my goat a little bit is when people define what Dr. Decker Weiss and I are, naturopathic doctors, as, oh, so you would use St. John's wort over Prozac, right? And I'm like, nope, a little bit too that simplifies things just a little bit too much. I always say it's not the agent ever. It's not bioidentical versus synthetic hormones. It's about the approach. And so certainly when we're talking about being depressed, the approach will help you a lot, because if you walk into your quote unquote primary care doctor, okay, not your primary care provider, because that's you, your primary care doctor, and you talk about being introverted and or depressed, you're going to get an SSRI, I betcha, within 5 minutes, out the door, call me in 6 weeks, okay? That's a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, Prozac, Zoloft, et cetera. But what do we do in naturopathic medicine? In natural medicine, we go, what identify and treat the cause?
Why?
Do you know how many myriad, there are so many, I would say, causative factors when somebody presents clinically with depression? And if we don't understand them, we're never going to be able to fix the problem. We're just going to be, it's like getting in your car and your check engine light's going on and you're like, gosh, I got to get a piece of electrical tape and tape over that check engine light because I must need a new fuse in that thing because it's on, right?
It's such a great example.
Seriously. Your body clock, huge.
Yeah,
poor timing of nature's biological clock might be one of them. You know about this, so talk to me.
Well, women know much more about body clock than men. Menstrual cycles, starting a period a short 35 years later, that period phasing out, you're all about it, but it exists for all people.
I got to say, you bring up such an amazing point, because I think that we are lucky. I think that, you know, women have been medicalized because of their rhythms, because of their reproductive sort of cycles that have a cycle. It's a rhythm. And we've been medicalized a lot. But I also think that if we could turn it around and turn it on its head, we could take advantage of that, because we do have the opportunity to understand when something is out of rhythm. It's all about rhythm. And I think men have to dig harder for that. They have to be a little bit more quiet to understand, because I think men have that rhythm as well. You know, we all have our circadian rhythm, but women have that menstrual cycle, that rhythm, that lunar cycle. If we were away from all the things that influenced it, we could probably cycle up with the moon. But I think that's a great point.
Yeah, and when we're looking at this, we are talking about depression being related to your body's natural clock. And I want to go into a little background on that. And I always talk to my patients about this. I'll say the Chinese, the Ayurvedic, which is the historical Indian from India medicine, the Tibetans and the CIA all know that the body has a clock. When you look at these traditional systems of medicine in the Chinese and India and Tibet, they all have these maps of each organ system is active during certain time. We look a lot at liver, which is very active around 1 to 3. And when the CIA started to research it, the reason the CIA studied it was because they had people in 24, 48 hour, 72 hour flights during the nuclear, when there's a big nuclear stuff with Russia. They want to see how long pilots could stay in the air. And they studied animals and humans, and they saw what organs did what at what time. And sure enough, bile was excreting from the liver between 1 and 3, sometimes 2 and 4 in the morning, matching up with these ancient clocks. Now we have another recent study. The Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, very big group, says the first direct evidence that altered circadian rhythms in the brain of people with depression show that they operate out of sync. Boy, isn't that what a lot of depressed people say? I'm out of sync.
Right.
Out of sync with the usual ingrained cycle, a stopped clock in a normal brain. The pattern of gene activity at a given time of day is so distinctive that the authors could use it accurately to estimate the hour of the death of the brain donor or whatever is based on a stopped clock. That's where they were looking at this from. When people were dying, their clock would stop, and they were patterning before that, and they could actually match up exact times. But the new Proceedings of the National Academy Studies of Sciences actually linked when their brain pattern was off, you could have predictable depression. For you folks out there going through depression or what you're doing, you're not broken. Okay. One of the first things I have to say to all patients battling depression is you're not broken. We just haven't figured out what's going on yet. And I think this is a major, major step. Holly, this links the traditions, because depression isn't new. There are people 1,000 years ago depressed. I don't know. My wheel broke. I don't know what they were depressed about, but people were depressed. I didn't get the girl. I didn't get the guy, whatever it is. But depression is, there's nothing new about it, and that feeling out of sync can be mapped and now treated appropriately. It's time for this, right, Holly?
Absolutely. I think that it's way overdue time for it to, for everybody to really understand, because identify and treat the cause, especially when you know that there are so many causative factors for depression. And once again, let's not get wrapped up in that diagnosis. The diagnosis of depression, first of all, it's transient, because I think that we have to be careful. I always say I hate diagnosis. I mean, I understand that they convey some meaning and they convey some common language, but it's truly, what's the mechanism behind the diagnosis? How many things, like if you are, let's say, iron deficiency anemia. So if you're anemic, you're going to feel fatigue, you're going to feel malaise, and you're probably going to feel just apathy and depressed. If you've got B12 folic acid perhaps missing, depleted from stress-induced nutrient depletion, or because your diet is off, that needs to be, that you're going to feel awful. Situational depression. You know, I've got some situations in my life where I feel very, very, very strong feelings about them. And depending on our ability to tolerate feelings, because I think that we all have these feelings, you know, and it's the continuum. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got them. We're human. That's basically what makes us human besides our opposable thumbs. It's how can we tolerate them and what we do with them? Because I think we all have them. And if people's tolerance for anxiety is low, then those feelings of depression, because it's so overwhelming, are there. Problem-solving issues, experience in life. There are so many things.
Yeah.
You get, and then if you're feeling this way and you're like, oh, now I've been diagnosed with depression, you think it's a whole separate thing. You know, it's like, it's going to be a slippery slope into other issues.
It is. I love some of these quotes. This is Huda Akil, PhD, University of Michigan Molecular and Behavioral Neuroscience Institute. Hundreds of new genes that are sensitive to circadian rhythms emerged from this research. Hundreds of these genes that are sensitive to your clock, not just the primary clock genes that have been studied in animals or cell cultures, but other genes whose activity rises and falls through the day. We are truly able to, and I love this, we are truly able to watch the daily rhythm play out in a symphony of biological activity by studying where the clock had stopped and when people had passed away. And then in depressed people, we could see how their clocks were disrupted. I mean, that is some strong evidence, hundreds of genes and things. Now, when I think of correcting this, naturopathic doctors in general are experts at fixing the clock, because we have, I always say that natural medicine, good natural practitioners are just thieves. We stole some Chinese medicine. We stole some Indian medicine. We stole some Tibetan medicine. We stole some hydrotherapy. We stole some detox. We stole some Western medicine. And we combine that all in, is what Holly says, is that approach. The three things that come to mind for me is, one is a very, very good detox. Clearing the organs, allowing the clock to restore naturally. When you detox, your neurotransmitters can go back to normal, keeping these genes to start functioning in their circadian rhythm more properly. Second thing is fixing these nutritional deficiencies, he said. And third thing, this is very important, and that is going to sleep on time and waking up on time. Meaning that if you're going to bed at 12:30 or 1 o'clock at night and waking up at 6, you cannot fix your clock. You have to go back, try and get that slotted hours. And if you need natural ways to support REM sleep, go ahead and do that. We are talking about depression, and it may be your body clock. Body clock is sensitive to light, dark, and it may be why you're not feeling so good and giving you that out of sync feeling. The answer is to go see a doctor that has studied this, do a detox, get those nutrients done, and get to stay well. Be happy at Radio MD and RadioMD.com.